You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, we're going to talk about investing in yourself. It's a post that I posted on my Instagram account a few days ago, I believe actually yesterday. And what is interesting about this post is that it's an actual interview with Nate Bailey, Coach Nate Bailey, that I had on my podcast a few weeks ago. Some of you actually may even remember that interview. And the reason why I wanted to bring it up is because what he said in this little clip, it really, really resonated with me. And it was about, again, investing in yourself before anything else. And I wanted to talk about it because I had some coaching clients a few months ago that before they became my coaching clients, they messaged me on Instagram on my De Niro B page and asked me, De Niro, I have, you know, someone said maybe like $1,000, someone said maybe $10,000, whatever amount of money that was. I have a certain amount of money. I don't know what to do with it. Can you tell me what stocks to buy, or can you tell me what business I should open? And my first answer to that question, of course, was, well, first off, congratulations that you don't want to just waste that money on a new car or some other stuff that's not going to bring you value in the long run. So that first thing, it was very important. But second of all, I told them, well, before you invest in stocks, before you open a business just because someone told you so, why don't you invest that money in your own knowledge so that by the time you learn more, by the time you understand how stocks work, how dividends work, how business works, how accounting, how anything, like how several different types of business models work, once you have that bird's eye view of what you could do in life, you're going to be able not only to make more money and reinvest that into the actual business that you're passionate about or interested in, but you also know for a fact that the decision you made, that investment in that business, in that idea that you made, will come to fruition because now you have the actual understanding of how to operate a business, of how to operate yourself as well. Guys, I wrote that in the book that I will be publishing in the next few months. I wrote that the hardest thing that I had to do was not to scale a business or to hire more people or to come up with a good idea, but it was actually to manage myself, manage my thinking, manage my ability to learn, manage my ability to stick to a path every single day for months or years on end without ever taking a break, without ever feeling sorry for myself. Nothing. And that was the hardest part. My internal demons, and I'm talking about, when I say demons, I'm talking about I want to be on the couch all day, or like my life is hard, whatever is this negativity that you have inside, this short-term view of the future, you have to get rid of it. And the only way you can get rid of that mentality, of those thoughts, is by investing in yourself, investing in coaches, invest in meeting people at conferences, invested in buying online courses, high ticket online courses where you commit so much money up front and you're like, oh my gosh, I spent so much money for this course. I definitely need to take this seriously. See, there are so many steps before actually opening the business of your dreams or taking the leap that will take your life to the next level. You can't do those things unless you change yourself, unless you change the way that you think about your life and you make that into your new normal. So again, the things that you can do is, first off, invest in a coach. So if you're interested, again, De Niro B, DeNiroB on Instagram, message me. I can set you up with an amazing 30 to 60 day plan that will turn your life around. But if you don't have money to do that right now, invest in Udemy courses. Invest in even just like simply going online and YouTubing stuff and learning as much as you can. Buy yourself a nice agenda that also is an investment in yourself and in your future. So you see, it doesn't matter how much money you have to, again, invest in yourself, even if it's just time, you do have to invest that time in yourself to learn how to move forward. Once you have become that person that will be able to scale a business, to start a business, to quit the job, then at that point, things will change. Then you can start investing in products and services, in ideas, because now yourself, you are a better person. You are that person that will be able to run that business. So I hope you understand the difference between investing in yourself first and then investing in a business, because the person that will manage the business needs to be able to really be in the business day in and day out, can't make excuses, can't have negative thinking, and basically your life is going to be completely different in the next few months if you take this advice to heart. And when your life is going to be different, your business will be able to scale much faster. So I hope you enjoyed this episode, and until next time, up your game.